Welcome to the special Halloween edition of Chip Out Radio.
Tonight, DJ Stupnik goes into an actual real haunted house, Portage Manor, built in 1908. It's been the subject of many sightings of ghosts. We're going to talk to some people who have seen it and who live in the house. Also, we get some surprise calls from a very special forum member. And Nick's in the news, a whole lot more. JT Brand's with us. Guys, stick around. And try not to be scared. Shut up, nigger. Champions, hold on to your hats, because one full hour of Chimp Out Radio starts now.
Flea Market, Montgomery. 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 Flea Market, Montgomery.
Welcome, champions. Are you completely hypnotized yet? In case you were wondering, that backwards part at the beginning was the nigger saying the whole Montgomery flea market thing. But it's funny. You can take anything a nigger says forwards, play it backwards, and it's always about my dick. Did you hear that? Downsized dick. Let's play that. Listen to this.
My mother is a dope fiend. My mother smokes paraphernalia as a speak. My mother buys cocaine from a dope man. She loves to fuck that crack pipe.
My mother smokes crack rocks. My mother smokes crack rocks. My mother smokes crack rocks. My mother smokes crack rocks.
My mother smoked that crack like a cigar. She had a good time at it. She jacks my brother for dope money. She does it by training him with a Smith & Wesson.
My mother smokes crack rocks. My mother smokes crack rocks. My mother smokes crack rocks. My mother smokes crack rocks.
At 11 o'clock p.m., the police came to my mother's house to check her. They arrested my mother for possession of controlled substance. My mother was taken to the metal clink. They locked her up for being a loser.
My mother smokes crack rocks. My mother smokes crack rocks. My mother smokes crack rocks. My mother smokes crack rocks.
Rock over London. Rock on Chicago, Remco, it's the Go Ahead and Get It store.
No, like what I was going to tell you, I tried this new energy drink, right? It was only 99 cents, and there's this picture of this super fucking hot blonde wearing the skimpy camo outfit. And my buddy and I were like, wow, we got $2 between us, let's each try one. And it came in two flavors, coconut, and then the other one didn't even have a flavor, it was just the color blue. And
so, it was just blue flavored, huh?
It was just, I guess. There was no blue flavor on it.
Blue I could do.
But, yeah, so we tried it, and it tasted like you would picture shampoo tasting.
Oh, like pert.
Yeah, like pert. It was like carbonated pert.
It's kind of like when you put too much shampoo in your hair and it runs down to your mouth and you taste it.
That's what it was, in a bottle. Well, a can.
So yeah. I guess... they're marketing this stuff to teenagers, I guess.
I guess they're marketing people with dirty mouths or something. I don't know. I don't know who they're marketing.
Main ingredients, ginseng, caffeine, water, soap. Well, if it has soap in it, you know the niggers won't have anything to do with it.
That's right.
What happened at the nigger wedding there, DJ?
Oh, well, you know, I got there, I went to the groom's house, and I got to tell you, he's about 20% nigger and about 80% human, and overall, his human side generally wins out. You know, he's not a bad guy.
Basically, he speaks good English. And,
oh, yeah, college degree, he's like a magic nigger, you know, and thanks to affirmative action, he can get a job anywhere doing just about anything. He's actually got a master's degree. So, I went over to his house, and I get there, and there's my tux waiting for me. And, you know, the nigger part of him comes out quite a bit, so I was expecting a really gaudy color scheme, right?
Yeah.
Well, I got there, and it's just like a black tux with taupe, and it looked perfectly conservative and normal, and I was shocked.
Oh, my God, that's a freaking miracle.
I know, and then I'm like, do you guys have my shoes? He was supposed to rent some shoes for me, and they hand me this box, and I open it, and it's got somebody's black Nike tennis shoes in it. And I'm like, there must be a mistake. And the best man goes, no, those are the shoes for the wedding.
Oh, black Nikes.
Black Nikes,
he had to add something niggery to it.
He had to. You know, that's the 20% coming out in him.
I'll tell you, probably about a year ago, maybe even more recently than that, Latrine, our one of our
administrators,
yeah. She'll every once in a while, she'll post pictures of nigger weddings. And they are so hilarious because you'll see these big black bucks in these purple and green suits, you know, and the sows are fat as ever. And they look
And they're always wearing something really, really skimpy.
Yeah, and they probably smell as bad as they look.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know whatever nigger buck is marrying that sow saying, you know, I'd just be doing this for the kids, you know what I'm saying? Cause
they're doing it for the welfare.
Look at it. Look at that bitch. I'm marrying that shit.
Well, I guess nigger weddings are so rare that they have to do something special to commemorate it. Because it only happens about, what, once every maybe 1,000 years?
Eclipse, blue moons.
I think it's when there's an eclipse during a blue moon. A solar eclipse during a blue moon. That's when niggers get married.
Well, there's another time when they get married, too. Like this I've seen this happen so many times where, like, an old nigger couple in their 50s, they have, like, 8,000 kids and, like, 800,000 grandkids. And they've been together, like, since, you know, Motown was big.
Right.
And, you know, honey, we've been together for 37 years. We might as well be getting married and shit. And you know damn well they're getting married just so they can put up a bridal registry at Walmart and all their friends can buy them tacky gifts.
You mean shoplift them tacky gifts?
Shoplift, of
course.
They're
not going to buy anything.
I mean, where's my mind at here?
Got to get that platinum goblet, you know.
So, yeah, I'm really surprised, though. I'm really surprised, though, that Walmart hasn't started selling, like, 26-inch, 27-inch wheels. You know, because I've gone back to their tire and wheel department, and usually they're, like, 15, 16, 17-inch. You know how hard it would be for a nigger to shoplift a 26-inch wheel out of Walmart and come back the next week for the second one and the following week for the third and the fourth one?
But you know they're going to try.
They're gonna try.
Yeah, they'll come in with, like, because I used to do security, and I've seen everything from these fucking niggas, man. I used to bust them left and right. They'll come in there with a baby carriage with no baby in it, and just
there'll be, like, a big old blanket sitting over top
of
the baby.
Yeah,
thinking,
maybe
they're thinking, like, well, you know, my baby be sleeping and shit, so I cover him up.
Well, I caught these one apes one time in Indiana, and they, instead of just admitting that they were shoplifting and that they didn't really have a baby, they pretended like they lost the child. And they pretended to go into hysterics.
He'd be in the toy section and shit. We lost track of him. I thought he was 16 months old. Yeah, but he can walk already. He went to the toy section, motherfucker. We didn't do nothing, man.
That's right. And they always didn't do nothing. That's right.
All right.
So anyway, we go through the wedding, right? And, you know, at the end of the wedding, the bride and groom go out, and they're supposed to get into the limo, and everybody, you know, throws rice at them and so forth, and then they go off to their happy little sunset. Well, they had a little problem. They were locked out of the limo.
Oh.
They were locked out of the limo, and everybody's standing around looking for the limo driver, and they're calling around for him, and then all of a sudden this drunk Black Panther-looking nigger in a tux and a beret stumbles out of the crowd, and it's the limo driver, and he goes, "Is we supposed to be leaving now?"
No.
Yeah.
Go ahead and steal that Jaguar down the street. Yeah.
Yep.
Man, that's I've never personally been to a nigger wedding, and, you know, I'm glad I never have been to a nigger wedding.
Well, this wasn't actually a pretty much a human event. I mean, the only apes that were there were the father of the groom and, like, maybe two of his relatives, and that was it.
Was he the same old buck that was drooling over himself and shoving his paws into the ice?
Yeah, that's the same guy. That's the same guy. Yep. And he's got a cochlear implant because he has, you know, very bad hearing. So he was just saying, you know, ridiculous things extremely loud during the whole ceremony.
Just saying things at random,
it's
like
blurting shit out. Yeah.
Well, you gotta tell us. You gotta tell us about Crackhead Jim. Is it
Crackhead Jimmy? Yeah, Crackhead Jimmy is sort of like a local staple in this neighborhood. And I would say he's probably about maybe 45 years old, and he's often seen on my block panhandling. And he's one of those niggers that, you know, they always say the same thing to you every day, but they don't know that you remember them from the previous day. So it's always like, "Hey, man, it's my birthday today." "Really? Again?" "Yeah." "Wasn't it your birthday yesterday?" "Yeah." "And the day before that?" "Yeah." So, he's always trying to get cigarettes or money or whatever. So I thought it would be cool to bring my little handheld digital audio recorder, and next time I see Jimmy, just take questions that are submitted by the champions and ask Jimmy.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to that because that's a really great idea. If we don't get it into this show, we'll get it into the next one, believe me, because this sounds like very fertile ground here. He's a little messed up on crack and a little paranoid, and
he
just kind of says shit at random, huh?
Oh, yeah, he will just say the most bizarre random shit imaginable, blurted out. And the thing is, I'm going to try to get a picture of him, too, when I'm out there, because Jimmy, he's extremely dark-complected, and he's got this big, bulging, mutant Ted Danson forehead, right? And his eyes are just enormous, and they're set back into his skull. He's got this protruding underbite. And the really funny thing about Jimmy is, well, he's schizophrenic and a crackhead, but what's really peculiar about him is that he is always wearing brand-new flannel shirts.
Well, maybe that's because he's a nigger and he has to look good. You know,
I don't know.
Are.
But
I mean, you know how niggers are. They're on welfare, food stamps, WIC, you know, all these different programs, and they have the $180 Air Jordan shoes, and all 10 of their nigglets are wearing Air Jordans. I don't know where they get the money other than selling drugs, but that's how they are. You know, they drive like a piece of shit. 88 Bonneville with brand new 25-inch wheels on there.
Take a ship from anyone has great return rules. We will fight the communists, communist or fools. Try to take our nation and give it to the blacks. We won't take it anymore, we're gonna take our nation back. We show, nigga, nigga, head on that boat. Nigga, nigga, row. Nigga, nigga, head out of here. Nigga, nigga, go, go, go. They riot on the British streets, they're burning down our land. Then the fools in colour run, put money in their hand. Give them money, give them jobs, ignore the British whites. We won't stand, but watch our land be taken without fight. We say, nigga, nigga, head on our coat. Nigga, nigga, row. Nigga, nigga, head out of here. Nigga, nigga, go, go, go. Nigga, nigga, out, out. Nigga, nigga, out, out. Nigga, nigga, out, out. Nigga, nigga, out, out. We gotta love this land of ours and fight to keep it white. Never come to give it up, cause we know we're in the right. And if they try and take it, we will fight them to the death. And in the end, the white man wins, cause there won't be no rest. We say, nigga, nigga, let on our coat. Nigga, nigga, row. Nigga, nigga, get out of here. Nigga, nigga, go, go, go. Nigga, nigga, get on that boat. Nigga, nigga, start to row. Nigga, nigga, get out of here. Nigga, nigga, go, go, go. Nigga, nigga, out, out. Nigga, nigga, out, out. Nigga, nigga, out, out. Nigga, nigga, out, 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 out.
We're going back into the Wayback Machine on the forum. This post was for the Halloween episode tonight. This was posted 10/29 of 2008 by Frank Howard.
It's a classic.
Chimp out at local Northeast Ohio cemetery over a Halloween tombstone. This one is brilliant, man. A down-and-out nigger woman placed a styrofoam Halloween-style toy tombstone at the grave of her mammy. The Boone's mammy died 2 years ago, and the family didn't have the money to buy a standard tombstone. For 2 years, the nigger's grave was marked by a small funeral home grave marking. Well, times being at what they are at the moment, the Sheboon went the budget route. She went to Walmart and purchased a front lawn Halloween decoration for her mammy.
Well, that was sweet. Yeah, I can believe it. That's very typical.
The tombstone was made out of styrofoam with the impression of a spider molded into it. was Mammy afraid of spiders? What's the deal there? The Boone used white tape to spell out the name and other tombstone standard information on the toy tombstone. When the Boone went to the grave site later on after putting it down, she chimped out to see that the groundskeeper had removed it. After a big, ugly display of TNB, the cemetery agreed to provide the proper grave marking at no charge. Believe me, those things aren't cheap.
Right.
by the way, the Sheban was a member of a nigger church in Ashtabula County that was under investigation a few years back for fraud and adult child sex. This is so typical of niggers, you know. They go out to Walmart and they shoplift a plastic tombstone for Mammy or Pappy number one or Pappy number two, and put it there. Serious.
Hold on a sec, Birdman. We got a phone call coming in. Looks like it's Toby Whipper.
Hello?
Hey, Toby Whipper.
Hey, how's it going, guys? So, what are you up to this wonderful evening?
Well, we're doing a news story. It's actually a classic little bit of TMB, and it's in the Halloween spirit. And if you want to join us, you're welcome to.
Is it the one about the foam heads?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, what are your thoughts on that one?
You know, I really have no words. I can't. Oh my God!
The Sheboon went to Walmart, shoplifted a plastic tombstone Halloween decoration, put white tape over it, and wrote in black marker the pertinent grave information about her mammy. Put it down. Came the next week and chimped out because one of the groundskeepers threw it away, obviously thinking it was some kind of prank. You know, and she chimps out, going, "What the fuck you mean? You be taking away my tombstone?" Next thing you know, the fucking cemetery's buying her a big expensive monument for her welfare mammy that she didn't have to pay for just because she chimped out. I mean, can you believe this
shit? You know what? That is what angers me. I think from now on, anytime I don't get things my way, I'm gonna pull a tantrum. That's what I'm going to do, you know?
That only works if you're a nigger, though. I'm sorry to say.
That's true.
That's the epitome of niggers, though. I mean, yeah. They act like children, and they get their way whenever they start chimping out.
Yeah.
Hence the name of the website. But it's, oh, man, I mean.
But that's what keeps us in business as a website. You know, if niggers didn't act that way, we'd have to change the name.
When is enough going to be enough?
Oh, okay.
That is what I would like to know.
I don't know.
For the last, let's see, the last 50 years, it's just been getting worse and worse, and it just boiled up into this huge pus-filled zit called President Barack Hussein Obama.
And, God.
And you would think, you know, any normal human, you know, like, would think, you know, we finally got our president. We'll calm down a bit. No, they've been getting worse. They've been putting their hands out going, "You know what? Barack Hussein or Barack Obama be president, you be owing me some money and shit." You know, they've been saying we've been owing them some money and shit for the last 50 years.
Reparations, now, reparations.
You know what? So. I've always said niggers have already gotten their reparations. It's called welfare.
Yeah. Affirmative action, too.
Oh, of course. Oh my God! You know, I just facepalm myself all day
here's
long.
Here's the worst part: niggers got voting rights before women did.
I know, niggers and that pisses me off.
Niggers got voting rights before white women did, and they're still bitching. Nigger bucks, they could vote back in 1870. White women couldn't.
And you know what? What a kick in the ass that is for us white women.
Sure.
Well, I guess they think they're making it up to you because you know them niggers, they loves them white women, know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Then, oh, you don't even know. I'm not going to disclose my location, but needless to say, you know, it's a very undesirable, you know, area. Mm-hmm. Full. I have contacts every day. And, oh, my God, it's just ridiculous. If it's not my dick, it's about sheboons trying to touch my hair. It's disgusting.
They try to touch your hair?
Yeah.
That's
what,
disgusting.
For good luck or what?
I don't know what it is, but, you know, I'll be honest. I have very, very long, thick, you know, hair. It comes, right. You know, below.
Basically, you have human hair.
Yeah. Right, and I let it grow long, and I take very good care of it. And they try to touch it constantly.
So basically, the paws that were chowing down on a 11-piece KFC bucket 10 minutes ago are running their fingers through your hair.
Pretty much.
And wow. You know damn well they don't wash their hands.
Oh, God. Don't remind me. Like, I'll jump away. I'll tell them it's against my religion, you know, to have people touch my hair.
Just tell them you're Amish. They'll believe you. Amish? What the fuck be Amish be?
You're listening to Birdman and DJ.
Birdman and DJ
on Chimp Out Radio.
Okay, with me tonight I have JT Brand 1. How are you doing tonight, JT?
Pretty good.
Awesome. Okay, could you take a minute just to tell the champions what is an EVP?
All right, an EVP is an electronic voice phenomena. Can be like, most people think it's ghosts. You know, it's really hard to tell what it is. But, you know, you record, if you think someplace is haunted, if you record it, you can catch ghosts talking for all I know, you know?
So you've got a little story to tell. Why don't you tell us how you came across your EVPs?
All right, well, I started recording one night, you know, my girlfriend kept saying, you know, she's seeing ghosts and shit, so I'm like, okay.
Wait a minute, you were seeing ghosts in your own house?
No, my girlfriend was. She would wake up, you know, fucking come, go walking out into the bathroom, right?
Right.
She'd see something out of the corner of her eye. She'd look over, it'd be a shadow. You know, I'm,
right.
You know, up on the third floor here, so. No, you know, the windows, the drapes would be down and stuff, so, I mean, you know. Unless there's an intruder, you know.
Right.
So, you know, just constant shit like that, so I started recording them.
Okay, and so did you say something to the ghost and record it, or?
No. I actually left the room. I was helping a neighbor outside.
But you...
I left it recording, uh-huh. And, you know, caught the shit, came back, you know, kind of played it over, took it out, edited it, you know, so I could hear it clear. And mixed it in with the music.
Okay, we're going to get to that song in just a minute. What do you call that song?
Re-Enhance Your Mind.
Re-Enhance Your Mind. And what exactly do you hear the ghost saying in this audio track?
It says something to the extent of, it's hurting me, silly boy, ha ha ha. Then you hear some, like, clanks or whatever.
Wow. And are you still living in this apartment?
It's not an apartment.
Oh, it's a house?
Yeah.
When was the house built?
I don't know. In the 1800s?
1800s, okay. And has anyone else seen any kind of paranormal activity in this house? Or?
Not that I know of.
Okay, we're going to play this song for the champions. I want you to listen closely for the EVPs. This is Re-Enhance Your Mind by JT Brand, also known as DJ XM4N. Enhance Your Mind by JT Brand 1 with a special guest appearance by some fucking ghost. So we're back with our special guest in the studio tonight is Toby Whipper. How are you doing tonight, Toby?
I'm doing wonderful, guys. And how are you?
Doing great.
Well, just fine here, Toby. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
So, Toby, how long have you been a member of ChimpOut.com?
Oh, it's over a year now. I forget my exact sign-up date, but it's definitely over a year.
And how did you find the site in the first place?
To be honest, how I really actually found it was through YouTube.
Really?
Yes, yeah. Through YouTube. There were people from CO when it was first starting out. And, you know, on these ridiculous, you know, nigger fighting videos. And people were saying, you know, hate niggers, come to chimpout.com.
Yeah, we get quite a bit of business out of the stuff like that.
Well, that's where I first heard of it.
Awesome.
Well, we're doing kind of a Halloween theme tonight. And as we all know, if you live in a white neighborhood, the niggers like to bring their little butt dumplings into the white neighborhood so they can get better candy. Because, you know, I guess if you're a nigger or a nigglet living in the ghetto, the Halloween pickings aren't really all that great.
Right. If you went trick-or-treating in a ghetto, you'd probably just get, like, some razor blades, some syringes, a couple of crack rocks. Yep, some condoms. Maybe if you're lucky, they're not used ones. And, you know.
No, they're never used.
Do you guys want to hear a funny story?
We do.
Yes.
Right. On the Halloween theme, I took my child trick-or-treating 1 year.
Uh-huh.
In my grandmother's building. And, you know, I live in an area you can't avoid niggers. You just can't.
Right.
You just can't. No matter how much money you pay, you can't avoid them. So, you know, it's a fairly large, you know, apartment building. We're talking about, you know, at least 20 stories. But they take Section 8, which is required by law.
Right.
So he was getting candy from, you know, the human apartment. We're talking even humans that have just, you know, arrived from countries such as, you know, India, Afghanistan, Pakistan, China,
right.
You know, all these
basically
countries.
Basically trying to get their start in America.
Exactly. So anytime we hit a nigger apartment, you know what they offered him?
What?
They're like, oh, motherfucker, I forgot it be Halloween.
You want some chitlins with that?
No, they were offering him juice.
Juice?
Juice.
Grape drink.
Kool-Aid and shit.
That's exactly what they were offering him, Kool-Aid. But we're like, oh, no, thank you. My son's diabetic.
Wow.
Whoa. Yeah, let me go back there and mix up some Kool-Aid for your little boy there. I done forgot it's Halloween and shit, you know what I'm saying?
I'm surprised they weren't letting him take sips out of their 40-ounce of malt liquor.
No, but yeah, no, you should have seen it. It was just, they were literally like coming to the door in pajamas and going, oh shit, it's Halloween, here's some juice.
How can you forget it's Halloween?
I don't know.
They only remind you on the TV commercials for like 3 weeks prior, you know.
You know, I think
you
the
see
reason.
All, like, decorations coming out, and the niggers are, what these crazy white folk be putting their pumpkins out for?
No, if niggers had control over Halloween, then instead of pumpkins, they'd be putting out watermelons.
Yeah. Oh my god.
But
actually, there are some watermelon carvings,
oh
by
my
the way.
Gosh.
I have seen them.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Well, you know, I think the reason that niggers forget that it's Halloween is because, you know, from a nigger's point of view, every day's Halloween because all you see is spooks.
That is my niggerfied Halloween story.
Okay.
I'm gonna walk like a mugger. I'm gonna talk like a mugger. Do tricks like a mugger. I'll get my kicks like a monkey. I'm gonna climb a tree and wheel, I'm gonna swing by my tail. You made a monkey out of me. You made a monkey out of me. I'm gonna eat bananas and a coconut tree. Have people throw peanuts at me. Jump every time you shake my tree. You change a man into a chimpanzee. I'm gonna walk like a monkey. I'm gonna talk like a monkey. do tricks like a monkey. I get my kicks like a monkey. I'm gonna climb a tree and wail. I'm gonna swing by my tail. You made a monkey out of me. You made a monkey out of me. I'm gonna eat bananas in a coconut tree. Have people throw peanuts at me. Jump every time you shake my tree. You change the man into a chimpanzee. I'm gonna walk like a monkey. I'm gonna talk like a monkey. Do tricks like a monkey. I get my kicks like a monkey. I'm on a climb a tree and wheel, I'm on a swing by my tail. You made a monkey out of me. You made a monkey out of me. I'll get in shape, hey, 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 I'll get in shape.
And we're back, champions. Joining us tonight to read this week's top 10 list is none other than Stinky Niggs. How you doing tonight, Stinky?
Pretty good, DJ. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Excellent.
Let's see. Birdman, what is this week's topic for the top 10 list?
Top 10 things you would find in a sow's coochie.
Ooh, this is definitely
nasty stuff.
Appropriate for the Halloween episode, I must say. Okay, Stinky. Do you have an iron stomach?
Yeah, pretty much. I've been around black metal long enough.
Oh! Okay, because this is going to get pretty gross. Okay, top 10 things found in a sow's coochie. Number 10.
Human papillomavirus.
No.
Number 9.
A few nigglets.
A few?
A few.
I thought they had six at a time.
A few dozen, maybe. Number 8.
A carton of cools and a file for her boo on conjugal visitation day at the penitentiary.
Number 7.
Scabs and crusty stuff.
Oh! We didn't have to hear that. Because we knew it was there anyway. Number 6.
Everything that didn't fit in its purse. They do have a talent of balancing stuff on their head, so I mean, you know, there's absolutely nothing left to hold on to.
You know, maybe that's what those plates that they put in their lips in Africa are for, just to like hold stuff that they, you know, because they don't have pockets. So,
well, it's definitely not to drink water with.
Definitely not for eating an apple. I can tell you that would be awkward. Number 5.
Nigger seeds.
Yep. That's where their bowel movements come from.
Well, how would you fertilize a nigger seed? You wouldn't give it water. You'd probably give it like a grape drink or urine, perhaps. Maybe some stale milk. You know?
Okay. I think twice have to crawl on it first.
Number 4.
A loaf of bread.
Oh! Wow. Yeah, sourdough.
Moldy dough.
Those wouldn't be donuts, they'd be hoe nuts. Wow. Yeah, I guess a nigger with a really bad yeast infection might be spitting out some bread, some crusty bread.
What you mean I need that Vagisil? I'd just be fine down there, you know what I'm saying? Oh.
Number 3.
AIDS.
Oh! AIDS. The AIDS.
The AIDS.
Number 2.
Razor sharp teeth.
Oh, man! Who came up with that one? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, some sicko. Razor sharp teeth. Wow. And they're probably not brushed. And the number... And the number 1 thing found in a sow's coochie is?
Everything but my dick.
Oh! Oh!
You're damn right on that one.
Yeah. Chimp Out Radio!
This is Justin Ager, and you're listening to Birdman and DJ on Chimp Out Radio.
Hey everybody, DJ Stupinig here. I am actually live tonight, as promised. I am in an actual haunted house in Detroit's Upper East Side. The house is called Portage Manor, and it was built in 1908, and it's a very creepy residence. It's like three stories, and you know, I gotta tell you a little story. I was here with the Ghostbusters. That's what I call them. There's a local paranormal investigation group. And we were up in the attic getting a tour of the house. And the owners of this house had a Coleman lantern hanging from like a little nail. And all the windows were closed. And the thing started moving in a circular pattern by itself. And trust me, folks, as a skeptic, I inspected this and there was nothing moving. There's no magnets or anything like that. And you know, the other skeptics in the group were coming up with the reasons why it was moving. Like one person said, oh, it's obviously because we're right next to the highway. There's a truck going by and that vibration caused it to move. And right after they said that, a huge semi truck went by and the thing was just perfectly still. And then another guy said, well, we were moving around and this old house, you know, we were probably making some vibrations causing it to move. So the three grown men started jumping up and down trying to get this thing to budge and it wouldn't move one bit. Very creepy stuff, you know, and I can tell you that was very strange. So they shouted out to the ghost and asked it to move it again, and sure enough, you know, that thing started to budge. I'll tell you, I am spooked. This house is creepy as fuck, and I'm going to be here all night. So I've got my recording equipment with me, and the Ghostbusters are total douchebags. They didn't want to be on the radio, so fuck them. But everybody that lives in this house is cool as hell, and I'm going to try to get catch up with some of the guys that live here and see if we can get some firsthand accounts of all the weird stuff that's happening in this extremely creepy house. And trust me, guys, I'm not just saying this, but I'm scared because there is definitely something in this house. You can feel it when you walk in, and you just cannot lose the sensation that something is watching you. So anyway, I'll hopefully have more to report later, and back to Chimp Out Radio with special guest Toby Whipper.
Oh my God. Yeah, I had the story. I was walking in, you know, to buy a bottle of wine, and there was some freaking pimped out nigger. You have to see him. He looked like rainbow, nigger rainbow bright. Walking sweater.
Rainbow doll.
Yeah, the rainbow gollywog doll, whatever. But he actually stood, fucking guy must have been about 350 pounds. Fucking nigger, right?
Yeah.
So he looks me up and down, looks me up and down. And, you know, the area I live in, you have to, you know, have your survival instincts when it comes to dealing with a feral beast. So I literally looked at him and I go, what you want? Get out my way. And he's like, damn. He's going to his homies that are by his most likely stolen BMW.
Uh-huh.
He's going, damn, you see that bitch? I ain't fucking with a bitch like that, man. She got attitude.
Oh, come on, attitude. I mean, the queens of attitude are fucking she-boons themselves.
Yeah, exactly, but when you're by yourself, as a woman, dealing with a buck, you have to act in that manner.
Yeah, you have
I hear you on that one.
I have to defend yourself. Straight in the eye, and I said, what you want? Get out my way.
You were speaking its language, too, which is a nice little touch. I assume you'd have to do something like that just to get its attention.
You have to sort of, like, enter the mind of a nigger for a moment and lower your IQ by about 100 points.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's basic, very simple survival. What you want? Get out my way. That's it. And they will, and then they'll be like, chimping out, like, oh, holy shit. Like I said, like he's going with someone's eat. Damn, man, what's wrong with these bitches these days? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Man, she'd be a tough bitch. I don't need this shit. Oh, between that and Shibu trying to touch my hair, oh.
One other woman from the forum told me that what pisses off Shiboons more than anything is if a human woman grabs her hair and flicks it.
That's true.
That will piss off a Shiboon like nothing else.
Oh, yeah.
Because on top of their head, they have like this greasy Velcro-attached weave made from
rope.
The hair of slave laborers in China. It's all packed.
Oh, my God.
Cocoa butter and grease, and it's dripping onto them and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
The odor that emanates from a month old weave is just like it's worse than a skunk.
No, I have smelled it. I don't know how to describe it.
And you know,
I wish I could.
Oh no, I wish you can't because we don't need this. Fortunately, this is radio, so it's up to the listener's imagination. But
the closest
I can get to it is picture cocoa butter with a little bit of dirty kitty litter.
Yeah, unfortunately here on the radio show, we can't hand our listeners KO pectate and, you know, stuff to help them from throwing up.
But, yeah, it's pretty bad.
It is nasty. And, you know, they'll go a week or more without washing their hair intentionally because apparently if a nigger washes its hair, the hair just becomes poofy or something.
Actually, a week is – you're giving them credit. Those are the ones
that – putting it lightly. I've heard stories about them
going
about
like
a month.
On the average, it's a month because it's expensive. Like
they go to the salon and they pay all this money for like on check day, you know. By the time the day before check day rolls around, I mean they're all kinds of nappy. I mean,
because as a woman, I know how you know the costs of haircuts and you know perms and even hair extensions, and what they're going for. They call it hair extensions, which is AKA weave.
Right.
It costs on the average. To originally put it in, it cost them about a good $1,200.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm not even joking. And then to upkeep it.
Do you know how many kids they have to get a welfare check of $1,200?
Oh, about nine. That's the average.
Well, that must be what it's all about. Maybe if we stop letting them get hair weaves, then they'll stop having so many fucking kids.
Well, you know, a sow always has to look her best for her boo.
Oh, and her best is
hideous. $1,200 originally. I don't know. It could be less. It could be more. But average-wise, this is what I've heard.
You know why it costs $1,200? It's because they have to pay the technician hazmat pay.
No kidding.
Hazard pay, they have to be chemically certified to touch a nigger.
Did you
know that?
They do. And then every couple weeks after that, as their nappy head grows out, they have to go back. And I forget what they call it. You know, cause I never had this problem as a human.
Well, right, none of us do. But you know what? I've had nigger sows tell me. You know, like, have you ever seen a nigger sow, push their hand into their hair?
That's what they do.
Yeah,
and they have to go back every couple weeks
right.
and have that tightened, and that costs another, you know, couple $300.
But see, the reason they do that is because they can't scratch it. It itches, and they cannot scratch it because it'll mess it up.
Well,
they just have to push it.
DJ, I am itching just thinking
about it. Oh, it's gross. I know.
Well, and God only knows what kind of creatures are living up in that nappy weave, like lice and cockroaches and you know, various creatures that live off of greasy substances.
Oh, yeah. I've seen cornrows that are so bad that I think they've also got some potatoes growing in those cornrows, too.
What?
Maybe like a little watermelon patch in there.
Oh, my God. Okay, I forget where I read this, but there was actually farmers that were complaining because, you know, most farmers have, you know, very fertile land because they take care of it. But niggers, what they would do is plant watermelon seeds, right? You know, into, they'll cut through the fence or whatever gate. You know, they have no idea about private property.
Of course not.
So they would plant their watermelon seeds, and there was this one farmer that was going around busting up the baby watermelons.
You know who we should ask about that is Dirty Dan.
I was just going to say that.
Is he a farmer?
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, he'd know, probably know everything about that.
If I'm not mistaken, he also grows cotton. I think that's what he said the last time I talked to him, if I'm not mistaken.
And we're back. This is DJ Stupnig, and I have a special pre-recorded interview with one of our very own champions, Mr. Fragger M. Stopped by the studios here at Chimp Out and told us a story about some paranormal experiences he had as a kid. And let's listen now.
She's 8 years old right now, my baby sister. And it was about 7 years ago when I was living in Reading, Michigan at a farmhouse. Everybody was downstairs. We had the baby gates up on the stairs. We're looking for my baby sister and couldn't find her anywhere. We kept looking, you know, we're like, maybe she went outside. After a while, we're just like, where the fuck is she? And then finally, I think it was my mom and dad who went upstairs to go look for her. And mind that which there's two baby gates up, one at the bottom and one at the top. And so they made us come upstairs because they found her. She was sitting on their bed that's about 3 feet in the air, talking to somebody in the mirror, and just laughing and just having a good time pointing at them. She couldn't see herself the angle she was at. So that was weird.
That's pretty weird. So were you able to see any figure in the reflection?
No, not necessarily, because I was really skeptical and like, no, somebody had to bring her up there, but nobody brought her up there, and the only way she could have got up there is if somebody took her up there or something. So it was just weird.
So the bed was too high for her to get up on by herself?
Oh, by far. By far.
Because she was how old?
One, I believe. Maybe a little younger.
Wow.
And she didn't know how to walk yet, so. Now, okay. And on top of that, we used to cover up all the mirrors in the house because, like, we'd walk by them and swear to God, somebody's standing there just staring at you, like, just peering into you, and you can't see anything. And if you take pictures in the house, you could actually see people, maybe, if you're lucky, if you look close enough, right there in the mirror.
Really?
It's creepy shit.
That is creepy.
Anyways, back to Pelvic Grove. This one house, I lived there with my biological sperm donor, and my mom, they bought it. It was a creepy house. Both the people who lived there died. And we'd come in, you know, and, like, it'd be weird. We'd have random shit broke.
And like what?
Just, like, the mirror was broke once, and we had, like, locks, brand new locks on it. Nobody could get in. And there were deadbolts. Can't get past that. And all the locks on the windows were all right.
So nobody was in the house, but...
No, nobody was in the house except us. And, like, our radios would just start blaring out of nowhere. Like, I used to think this shit was just like, hocus-pocus crap. It's like, oh, we're messing with you. And then finally, I was like, you know, maybe this is a little real.
Yeah.
Because, like, I hear stories and people are like, I swear to God, it was, like... a 12-foot ghost, and it had a zombie dick, and all this other crap, and I was just like, shut up, it's all fake.
Yeah, but Frank, you've got an older brother, don't you?
Yeah, he's 23 and a half.
Okay, is it possible that he was just playing a joke on you?
No, he was a douchebag, but he wasn't that big of a douchebag. But other than that, like, we'd walk in, and if you look up towards the attic, there was, like, a window, a circular window with, like, a checkerboard woodwork through it.
Yeah.
And swear to God, you'd see people up there. Just staring down at you. Some creepy old ass man. Just staring at you.
That's fucked up.
I know, and like, if you stayed there by yourself, you'd have to leave. Because if you go downstairs, you feel something touch you as you walk down the stairs.
That's extremely creepy.
Exactly, and the fucked up thing is, I actually have a scar, I believe. Right here when I was walking. So it's a bit scar. I don't know if it's on here still. Right there.
Right there. Yes, folks, he does have a scar on his ankle.
Right there, and I'm walking down the stairs, and I felt something grab me. And so I jumped down, and I didn't cut myself or anything, and all of a sudden, I have a cut, and I'm bleeding.
That's fucked up.
And I'm looking at the stairs, and there's nothing. I'm just like, what the hell is this?
All right, Scooper Noobs, let's get into it then. I'm working on my audience interaction, so would you guys mind if I just try it on you? What's your favorite color?
Purple.
Purple, okay. My favorite color is diversity. okay? You're a racist. So,
DJ Stupnik here, live on location at Portage Manor. Okay, I did catch up to one of the people that lives here, and he agreed to do an interview with me. And what is your name?
My name is John.
Okay, John, how long have you lived in Portage Manor?
For about 9 months now.
Okay, and has anything strange ever happened to you?
I've had quite a few strange experiences at Portage Manor.
Okay, well, you want to share those with the people listening tonight?
I guess the most graphic ones are the actual images that I see floating by or running by. One night I was laying in my bed just watching TV, and we had some other roommates that were down in the other room, and I could have swore I saw a man dressed in blue running down the hallway towards this room that we're presently in right now, which seems the spirit seems to gravitate towards this room.
Okay, so you've actually seen this thing.
I've seen yes, I believe so. And one day I was sitting in my room, and I happened to be looking outside, and I saw a figure looked like it floated by the windows from the outside. Now,
okay, and you were on the ground floor?
Second floor. Most of the activity I see seems to come on the second floor. I've never seen anything in the basement. Attic also. Lately what's been happening to me is I swear to God that my roommate's coming home, and I hear noises down in the basement like somebody in the house. I have ran down at least a half a dozen times in the last 4 days probably looking for this infamous noise that I keep hearing from downstairs.
And there's nobody in the house?
And there's nobody in the house. And
are the doors locked?
The doors are locked, and it's just kind of a strange thing. The other thing that happens to me quite often is I'm a smoker, and I have a lighter. I'll set my lighter down on my nightstand. 10 minutes later or whatever, 15 minutes later, I'm going back to have another cigarette. I look down and my lighter is gone. I cannot find it. And I'm going, where the hell did my lighter go? You know, I'll stomp around for a little bit. And then, you know, 15, 20 minutes, half hour later or whatever, I look down and the lighter's back.
That's really creepy. So you have a story to tell about a little terracotta Chinese warrior doll. Can you tell us about that?
Well, I have this Chinese warrior terracotta doll that's supposed to protect us in this house. And I had originally had him facing forward. Well, both my roommate and I both noticed that he had turned. And, you know, we're both looking at each other going, did you do that? Did you do that? And it's like, no, neither one of us did that. So it's like this little figurine's just moved on its own, and it's also moved again. So I don't know if it's just looking for which way it wants to be facing or what's going on, but this little figurine, it seems to move quite a bit.
Okay, now you guys have done some remodeling in the house lately, is that right?
Yes, we have.
Okay, and have you found anything weird in the walls hidden inside the house?
I haven't. John, my roommate, before had found a strange doll that was stuffed in the walls, but I haven't found anything too strange except a Willie Mays card.
Willie Mays baseball card?
Willie Mays.
From what year?
73 Willie Mays baseball card.
Okay. Well, maybe the ghost is a baseball fan. What was that little thing you showed me? It was like a Michigan Ferry pass from the 1930s?
Oh, yeah, that was inside the wall. The ferry boat up at Mackinac Island goes to St. Ignace and that. We found a 1931, flyer brochure for the services that they were offering up there, which was kind of strange. We found that in the walls, and we're doing a lot more remodeling, so every time we get into something, we're wondering what we're going to turn up next.
Well, hopefully no dead bodies, right?
No dead bodies. No dead bodies.
Well, hey, thanks a lot for your time, John. I appreciate it.
No problem.
Okay, I can see by the music. No, wait a minute. No. Stop that. We're going to give you guys even more Chimp Out Radio.
You know what, though? This is perfect. Since we've already done a couple Halloween stories, we might as well talk about ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, actually, just add this all in our little conversation.
Sure.
Because it's going pretty good tonight as far as conversation goes.
Oh, yeah. Toby, you're a wonderful guest.
Oh, thank you very much. Glad to be on.
Yeah.
But I will tell you about a ghost sighting that I have had. a friend and I, have you ever played the game of sticks?
No. What is that?
It's kind of like the Ouija board, but instead of the Ouija, you use three sticks. You touch it to another person, you know, another person holding the same stick. And if the sticks move towards the inside, it's a yes. And if the sticks move outwards, it's a no. So it's basically asking spirits a yes or no question.
Okay. Hopefully you don't have any nigger spirits that you're asking.
Oh,
they would be so confused.
They would be asking you for
you know
things.
What? Yeah. You're
they'd be asking you for like a dollar.
You know what, guys?
It's my birthday. Give me a dollar.
Assuming that they have souls, okay?
Yeah, that's true.
So. They don't. They don't even have souls on their shoes, most likely. So what happens? So you take these sticks in your hand.
Right, and you match it up with your partners. It's a two-person game.
Okay, so both people are holding sticks.
Right, in one hand. So you're holding it, and so basically this is years ago. Do you remember when Pepsi had that whole promo about, like, you could pop open a can and, you know, $100 will pop out? Does anyone remember
that? I do. I'm old. I remember it.
So basically, you know, we were young, stupid, freaking preteens at this point. So that gives you an idea of how old I am. So actually, I was asking a question. You know, we're doing the simple yes, no, does this guy like me? Does that guy like me? You know, am I going to pass this exam or blah, blah. And it was going yes, no, yes, no. Like I said, yes was the sticks would touch evenly inside, and no would go out. So we had a Pepsi can in the middle because you have to offer your spirit some kind of gift. So I asked, will I win $100 if I buy Pepsi? And the Pepsi can we had in the middle, and mind you, my room was completely straight. I mean, we had the can there the whole time.
Uh-huh.
Didn't move. So I asked it the Pepsi question, oh, do you think I'll be able to win, you know, $100 off my Pepsi can? And the thing shot across the room. Like, holy shit.
The stick shot across the room?
No, the can.
The can shot across the room.
Yes, and I still don't win $100. Fuck ghosts. You know what? This area is just ridiculous. It really is. We pay some of the highest taxes in this country.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know what areas you guys live in, but we pay about $2,000 a month.
Holy
for
fuck.
Something the size of a double-wide trailer.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. And to top it off, you know, like I was telling Birdman the other day, I could literally chuck a pebble out my window and hit six niggers.
Hey, that sounds like fun. That sounds like a sport.
Yeah, it
like,
should be, right?
If you hit six niggers, you win a prize. If you hit five, you get a second try.
Yeah, it's like that carnival game where you toss, like, the little ping pong ball into the goldfish.
Right, right.
But it's much easier because I could literally hit them with one pebble.
I'm sure it's a lot more fun, too. We should open our own carnival, Bird.
The ping pong ball would probably stick in their nappy afro. So.
You wouldn't want it back after it touches their skin, trust me.
Yeah. One thing I enjoy, though, is Coast to Coast with George Norrie, because very seldom does a nigger call in.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Very rare.
I mean, the subject matter on that show is like so, you know, you have to have, like, above a fourth grade comprehension level
right.
in order to understand that show.
That's true. So that rules out niggers. They just probably, like, dial in there by mistake trying to get some kind of sex chat line, and then they get on the show by mistake.
Yeah, George Norrie might have to get a magic chicken show or chickens coming back from the dead, you know, all the niggers will be listening then.
Yeah. If a chicken came back from the dead, you know what it would be? It'd be a poultry geist.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, bad joke, everybody. Poultry geist. All right, I'd like to thank everybody that came on the show tonight. Special thanks goes out to all the administrators and moderators and trustees of Chimp Out. that submitted answers for this week's top 10. Thanks goes out to DJ X-Man, also known as JT Brand 1, for stopping by and sharing his music with us and his paranormal experience. Also, I'd like to thank Fragger M for stopping by Chimp Out World Headquarters, hanging out in the studio with me. Had a lot of fun. Thanks to the good people at Portage Manor for putting up with DJ Stupnik for an entire night. And a special shove it up your ass to the paranormal investigator group that fucking blew me off. I listened to your radio show and it sucked balls. Nigger balls, even. Thanks to Stinky Niggs for reading off our top 10 list tonight. Special thanks to Toby Whipper for joining us this evening. Chip Out Radio is going to be on hiatus for a couple weeks. We're going to take a break. We'll be back around a little bit before Thanksgiving time. So in the meantime, don't forget to stop at the evidence locker for your holiday shopping. And be proud of yourselves, humans. And don't take any shit from any niggers.